This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Well, we'll unpack the latest in the NCAA disaster. It's literally getting worse by the second, not the day. Christian Brown has a chance to be the hero Nuggets Nation deserves. Cody Tucker going to join us from 7220sports.com. They have their quarterback. They're ready to go. Is it going to be a big year for Jay Sovell and his Wyoming Cowboys? Mark Johnson will join us. Didn't have a chance to join us yesterday, but we'll get him on the program today. Also, a wonderful interview I'm looking forward to with a doctor from Banner Health coming up a little bit later on. We love our partnership there. We can relate this to the sports world, too. It's the whole show, and it starts right now. Michael Kirkpatrick, the 467th, back there behind the bulletproof glass, ready to rock and roll today. Michael, how are you, buddy? Good to see you, man.
I'm good. I thought you were going to say, this is Sparta.
Why would I say that?
Well, you were like, this is, and I'm like, Sparta!
That has nothing to do with what we're talking about today, unless you want to talk Michigan State.
I mean, they are the Spartans.
You have any interest in Michigan
State? They're
probably
going to suck once again.
You have any interest in that? I got to say, Mike, I'm checking out. We're still going to have our Rockies insider on, I believe, in the next couple weeks. Spencer Smith not going to join us today. We've got Dr. Nocha, I believe. I want to make sure I get that right. I'll butcher it, I'm sure. Doctors have complicated names because they have complicated jobs, Mike.
What kind of doctor do we have?
He is, I believe. Let me get this information for you. I thought
if you had said proctologist,
ortho hand specialist. So we're going to be doing a lot of these where we kind of connect the sports world to this too. Any sports guys in come to mind with a hand issue? Anything?
Recently? I know I should know this, but I can't think off the top of my head.
You rarely do, buddy. Anyway, my point was, Mike, I am done. I'm checking out of the Rockies.
Seven games in a row where they haven't had a win.
Checking out. I was texting back and forth with our DNVR Rockies guy, Spencer Smith, today. He's like, dude, they could very well lose the last 40 games. I mean, I don't think that's possible.
Well, it's possible, but probable, no.
They're 50 and 81. Can you believe they're only 20 wins over our dirty 30 mark? I mean, it hasn't been that long. Actually, no, excuse me. It's been that long. It's been a while since Tanner and I finished up our 2026 version of the dirty 30. And they're only 20 wins better so far.
Well,
lost seven in a row.
If they're not going to win a lot of games, I want them to win 56 total. Because that means you have to buy me a burrito.
This
from
is
Big
just
City
where
Roadhouse.
Where I'm at the point, and this is what's happened with the Rockies for the last several years. Football's here, and I think I'll still watch the Rockies and still pay attention, just because I want to pay attention to the young guys. But the losses are just stacking up. I mean, after they won the series against the Diamondbacks, all hell is broken loose. It's just not. I mean, Goodman's done pretty much for the year, I think. I don't know if it's a fact. Kyle Freeland, I saw, was put on the injured list for 15 days? I just can't. Like, Feltner went four innings yesterday, and it was like, whoa. No, he went over five innings, excuse me. Wow. But he gave up five earned runs, six hits, and the Rockies lost 13-3 to Washington. And I'm listening to the pregame show in my car. I'm heading to a meeting yesterday. And whoever their pregame dude is, oh, humidity. It's not, if they can't score a lot of the runs in the first, I don't expect a lot of runs the rest of the game. Well, nobody scored in the first, second, or third, but the Nationals scored 5 in the fifth, 3 in the sixth, 2 in the seventh, and 3 in the eighth. So
I blame the humidity.
So much for that idea. You forget yourself, Mr. Pregame Guy. This is the Rockies we're talking about, where there is no pitching. I mean, just I've just kind of I'm excited about the future. What future? I don't know. Can you even get excited about a future anymore right now for the Rockies? Can you get excited about it? Because you don't know. You don't know what's going to happen.
I do know that they're probably going to suck for the next few years.
No, I'm talking about the lockout. They're not going to suck next year. Nobody's going to suck next year. They're going to have baseball.
Sorry. The situation is going to suck because there's not going to be baseball.
How are we feeling about Warren Schaefer? Is it all good with him? Yeah. For me, yes, I'm good. I'm good with, for the most part, what the Rockies are doing. I do think you get to this point where you're so far out of it. You're 31 games under 500. And it's just kind of a piece this thing together just until we can get till we can just get done. It's such a long season. And for teams that are 20 to 30 games under 500, you're I know the competitors might tell you, no, we're not counting the days, but I think fans are kind of like counting the days. Just let's just be done, not have to think about it for a while and move on with our lives.
We want 57 wins so we both buy each other burritos.
Can you stop talking about burritos? You sound like an obese person.
I am an obese person.
No, you're not. You look nice. You look nice.
I don't know what technically obese is, but on the incredibly inaccurate BMI scale,
those are dumb.
Large.
They basically say all of us are obese on those scales.
Yeah, because you have muscles, and muscle weighs more than fat, so you're probably overweight on your BMI scale.
You're making me uncomfortable. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. When I think of obese, I think of somebody, like, do you ever see the movie What's Eating Gilbert Grape?
I did not.
Really? You don't see many good movies.
I think
Brendan Fraser in The Whale. That's what I think of when I think of obese. Like, they're so, they can't even move. So I think it's unfair to call a giant population obese. It's just stupid. It's an insult.
You say that I don't watch good movies, but I watched True Romance last week. I'd heard a lot of good things about it, and even though it was made in the 90s, it was actually pretty good.
Okay. Why? Isn't that with Christian Slater?
Yeah, it's got a huge cast. It's got a bunch of people.
Obese,
you know.
Cast is what we say, Michael. Not huge. Okay?
Oh, sorry.
Whatever happened to Christian Slater?
I don't know. He was like big in the 90s and he just slowly disappeared.
Do you think guys like that just get tired of acting and they've made enough money and they're kind of like, I'm over it by the time they hit a certain age? Because there's a lot of those guys that were really popular. Like I'm watching Only Murders in the Building with Steve Martin and Martin Short. I mean, name the last movie that Martin Short's been in, you know?
I think he has a podcast.
Is it called Only Murders in the Building?
No.
Oh, because that's what the show is.
He was
about,
a guest on the podcast. Let's see. The last thing that Christian Slater did,
God,
he was
took
in
forever
Dexter
to find
Original
that.
Sin for 10 episodes.
I don't really care that much, to be honest.
He keeps going. He's got a lot of TV shows and stuff.
He was in Interview with the Vampire. Did you ever see that movie? That was a good
one. I did. That was a good one.
I liked that movie. That was a weird cast for that movie because it was a gigantic cast. Obese cast. It was Tom Cruise, Brad Pitt, Antonio Banderas, Kirsten Dunst, that's a personal favorite for Derbs back there, the dude down the hall.
Yeah, she was great in that.
And who else am I missing? Guy, Christian Slater.
Did you see the prequel to it?
No.
Prequel wasn't that good. It had Aaliyah in it, and that was her last role before she died.
What's that?
She was a up-and-coming actress and a singer and then died in a plane crash.
Okay. Well, how am I supposed to recover from that? Like, that's a sad thing. What do I say next to that? She's very talented. I know, but what do I say next to that? Out of nowhere, you bring up this actress that died in terrible death in a plane crash. And my reaction...
It was about the prequel.
I know. I'm just like, where do I go from here?
They decided, let's go into the middle of these Anne Rice
books.
We are having this, make the one before it.
This is a rabbit hole conversation. And you make it worse. To be honest, I have this tendency anyway, but you make it worse. I feel like you and I are just old people. And we could literally just, there's a bird. Oh, did you know there's a fun fact about birds? Did you ever see Alfred Hitchcock's The Movie The Birds? My favorite movie is this.
I love that one.
I don't think that's a great movie, but the movie I hate the most is this. Whatever happened to that guy? Yeah, that's our conversations.
I have not seen Psycho.
Stop.
I'm very upset with myself. Alfred Hitchcock.
Faith says he had some legal and substance abuse. Story goes that it kind of derailed him, sadly. Oh, that's too bad. Christian Slater.
He's been doing a lot of stuff lately.
Can I read Faith's text? Because you've said enough. You've said enough words today. Unless it's sports related, you know talk. Micah, no talk.
Micah, talk.
No.
You're encouraging me to talk more.
Loved Aaliyah, is what Faith says.
Yeah, she was really talented. She was in Romeo Must Die.
No, you don't need to list all the movies that she's in. You
it's
can
a
just,
bad movie, but
to,
like,
I don't care.
Jet Li's awesome.
Golly, I had a plan to talk about the Big Ten.
Okay, I'll relate it to sports.
Okay.
In that movie.
What movie are we talking about?
The Romeo Must Die.
Oh, gosh. This is back. Okay.
They're trying to bring... Raiders moved back to Los Angeles, so they're trying to bring a football team back to Oakland, and some people are buying up some land to build a new stadium, but there's corruption and stuff.
I don't really care. I don't care about the movie that was in 1992. I just don't care. Faith, you and Michael's conversations are how my brain works on a daily, LOL. Well, that's my job, is to try to be professional and keep it on the tracks. But when I'm a little squirrel moment guy, and then you're always squirrel dude, then it's like a recipe for disaster. Cody Tucker will be on to join us later on.
Is Cody a recipe for disaster?
No, he can talk. We're going to get into Wyoming Cowboys, Mike. We're not that far away from the border war next year or next week. Next week. Who you got, Mike? You ready for that?
Picks are on Friday. Everyone knows that.
That's my thing. Why does everybody keep trying to steal my thing? I saw Go Pokes is online, and he's like trying to say, we should do a competition with Brady's Picks are on Friday. Everybody knows that. And he's throwing Tanner out there. He's throwing the dude down the hall now from Front Range Spare Chains on his podcast. And they're all chiming in. Yeah, it'd be fun. I'm like, hey, go find your own thing, okay? This is my thing.
Now we're going to be doing smash or trash if Tanner gets in.
Yeah,
on
I'm going to start stealing all of Tanner's stupid ideas. Not that those are stupid ideas. Actually, smash trash is pretty good. But
it is good.
I like somebody had suggested they start doing throwback songs and review them as if they're brand new. I think it's a great idea. What is this text? What journey are you taking on? John Fort Fatty? Jack Goodman. Drews, okay. Zach can't hold a candle to Jerry Schimmel. I'm not going to say anything negative about Zach. Sorry, did I say Jack? Zach, I'm not going to say anything negative. I'm just going to say Jerry's the best. That's all I'm going to say. Jerry's the best. And you got to hear him, John Fort Fatty.
In 2 weeks.
You got to hear him on Friday.
Everybody knows that.
He broadcasted on Friday. Oh, my gosh. Obese is 30 pounds over healthy weight. John Ford. See, that's crazy. 30 pounds over? We're all obese. It's fine. What?
Technically, I'm not obese. I'm only 23 pounds overweight.
I'm asking you who's on the phone. I think you look fine. What does he want? Lonnie
wants to say something intelligent.
Hi, Lonnie.
Hey, what's going on here this morning?
I don't know, man. I can't keep my brain straight, and Michael's doing weird stuff.
Well, that's nothing new with him, is it?
No, it's really not. No.
Really?
No.
Really. I'll tell you what, I got to agree with you. I'm done with the Rockies myself.
Yeah, I'm just kind of, you know.
It's just the same thing over and over again.
I'm still excited about the future that we'll see in 2047, but I'm at the point now where it's like, I'd rather talk about other things, like apparently True Romance with Christian Slater, apparently. That's where we are.
You know what? I really talk high school sports. That's where I'm going.
Platte Valley was, they smoked Valley on Friday night. That was our game of the week. Jerry and Bruce Dick on the call.
Well, you know, I had your game on, plus I had another game I was checking out, too, at the same time.
Who'd you have on the other on your other radar?
Mountain View, no, Berthet and Fort Morgan.
How'd that go?
Oh, Berthet killed him, 33-13.
Berthet going to be pretty good?
Yeah, so far. It's hard. It's too early to say right now. But
it's too soon.
Right now, yeah, it is.
Right. Thank you for the score, Lonnie.
Thank you for the score, Lonnie.
Hey, anytime there, anytime.
All right, man. Appreciate you.
Hey, you guys have a good day, and for Micah... Go Broncos.
Go Broncos.
I've lost my mind. Smitty says, Go Pokes needs a reality check and a shot of Metamucil. Faith, Brady, you need to trademark it. I need to trademark it because you see how easy it is for people to steal my stuff? Everyone here that works with me is trying to steal my stuff. Can you imagine if someone was evil out there? You're trying to steal my stuff. Tanner's trying to steal my stuff.
I'm trying to remind people that picks are on Friday.
Go Pokes trying to steal my stuff. Now I got Hot Nasty Speed out there, and people are commenting on that now, saying, that's my thing. Stop stealing my things. Those are my things. I don't share.
Brady, they're not stealing. They're cover ideas.
Is it like the graphic design lawsuit thing with Deion Sanders and the guy from Nebraska?
I feel like you have created this quote song, and other people are covering this song. They're paying tribute to
but
you,
I'm not
Brady.
They ain't paying me anything. Anytime somebody says "Picks are on Friday," everybody knows that you
Picks
owe me
are on Friday,
$5. You owe me $5.
Can I have $5?
No, you owe me $5.
Tanner, can I have $5?
Hashtag Picks are on Friday. Everybody knows that first pick is this Friday. We're going 1-0.
Picks are on Friday. Only your listeners know that.
And oh, Mike, the first game we're picking of the year, because none of Air Force doesn't play this weekend, right? I'd ask you to look it up, but you look too relaxed back there with your Mountain Dew and all that stuff. But
in my Aaliyah.
Does Air Force play? Anybody else play? Bueller? I have to look it up myself. I'll do it. I'll get it done.
You could pick San Jose State.
That's not a regional team.
How about Hawaii?
If San Jose State's not a regional team, then what would Hawaii be?
I'm just saying you could pick these.
We
think
pick
any of the regional
game.
Teams play.
Big Hub says Hawaii. What are we doing here, guys? Big Hub. What are we picking? You want me picking Hawaii now? You want me to start throwing Hawaii into the mix?
Hawaii's going to lose to Stanford.
Stanford's only a 4-point favorite.
Yeah, Stanford's not going to be good for a while.
Hawaii's good. I'll bet you something. Friendly bet. Hawaii wins.
I'm going with Stanford.
Well, I'm going with Hawaii.
I swear on Aaliyah's best song that they will win.
I thought you said she was an up-and-coming actor.
She was an up-and-coming actor and singer.
Big Hub.
She started singing first.
Big Hub is he's doing what you do now. North Dakota State. Why are you influencing this audience more than me?
Because I'm smart and I'm hilarious.
Thank you, Tanner. Air Force plays September 5th, 11 a.m. Tanner's a better producer than you are.
I told you, I don't think any of the local teams
play.
Yeah,
but I wanted to know for sure. And you didn't give me that. You can vote for good old Bill. We're airing that game on Saturday, Mike. The Billichicks? Who are they playing?
I don't remember.
Tanner, can you look it up?
Tanner!
God, stop! Stop doing things!
Is it UNC and TCU, the other UNC?
Yes, the other UNC. Thank you, Tanner. Tanner beat you by 5 seconds.
No, I have it right here.
No, he texted before. This
Tanner,
is like,
would you like to run the show?
This is like that episode of The Office where it's like Dwight versus the computer to see who can sell the most. It's you now versus Tanner. Who is going to give me the information I need the most?
Tanner's in the sales department. Of course he's going to sell more.
Well, no, it's not sales. It's the competition. 24 minutes after the hour. Faith, Prime not paying for his trademarks or logo or whatever. Now people are trying to steal your stuff. Yes, Prime and I are like the same person. So I don't know why we aren't good with each other. I don't even know if he thinks I'm alive. But we're the same person. We're dealing with the same stuff.
You're the same person, eh?
I can't read that, Tanner. Big Hub in Ireland against TCU. See, everybody had it before you. I did make one bad prediction about Bill Belichick, though. And if it doesn't happen this year, then I'm going to look silly. I said they'd be in the playoffs in 2 years. But that was before all the girlfriend stuff happened. That was before all that. 25 after the hour. Cody Tucker going to join us at the bottom of the hour. Let's talk Wyoming Cowboys football. I don't know where I'm going on that pick, by the way. Picks are on Friday. Everybody knows that. That's next Friday. I don't know where I'm going with that. That's next week.
Picks.
They got their quarterback. Does he have hot, nasty speed? We're going to have Cody Tucker do the hot, nasty speed update for us here coming up soon. Keep it here if you want to. You don't have to. I wouldn't. It's the whole show. Powered by Mosquito Gel. We'll be right back.
It's here.
I'm telling you, it's here.
The Broncos are on Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
Hi, this is Nuggets insider Chris Dempsey, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
What would you do to get to me? What would you say to have your way? Would you give up or try again if I hesitate to let you in? Now would you be yourself or play your role? Tell all the boys I'll keep it low. If I say no, would you turn away? Or play me off, or would you stay up? And if the person don't succeed, then dust yourself off and try again. You can dust it off and try again.
Okay, I know that song. That's legit. That's good. I like that song.
I like the German metal cover of this song.
Micah, I'm trying to go with you on something, and then you go, let's go down another one. Let's go down another hole.
They do have a cover of this song,
golly,
and it's very weird.
Faith. Dang, I'm usually the one efforting on the looking up stuff for you side. Isn't it sad I have to ask the Hooligans to look stuff up for me? Now, they're all part of the show now. We're like, it's like Dan Patrick's Danettes. All the Hooligans out there are my Hoolettes.
Hoolettes?
I don't know. Will you be out amongst the people on Friday or in the stadium?
Everybody knows that.
I will be amongst the people, Michael. You will be with me as well. Holding up, I'll be with my king robe, and you'll be behind me holding it so it doesn't get into the dirt.
I will actually be in the control room.
Not Friday.
Everybody knows that.
You're going to be out at the game Friday.
Friday night.
Let's...
Are you talking about the remote broadcast?
Talking about the game, not practice the game. You're going to be out at the game Friday.
Don't we have a remote?
Yes, but we'll be at the game's at 7. Bruce is going to be out there at 10, thanks to Interior Sprinkler Systems, amazing Bear sponsor. And then I'll be live from there. I don't know why we say live. We're always freaking live. I'll be out there. And then Rocky Mountain kickoff with the four horsemen. The four horsemen.
Of the apocalypse.
No, just the four horsemen. Danson, myself, Derbs, and Tanner.
I like that song by Metallica.
And then we'll be there. Can you stop? You're too much. You're too much. A little
Not
of
enough.
You goes a long way. Faith, come by, say hi. Come by, say hi to us. Everybody come by and say hello. Is that right? That's not this week, is it? CU plays this weekend?
I don't think they do.
I thought that was next weekend.
I think it's next weekend.
Yeah, September 3rd. CU at Georgia Tech on August 29th. No, September 3rd. Thursday, September 3rd, next Thursday. Nebraska. Yeah, you got it. Nebraska designer snafu with Neon Dion is just the tip of the iceberg of Prime's problems. John Fort Bison. I feel that way. How do you feel? 31 minutes after the hour, Cody Tucker joining us. The Colorado State Rams and the Wyoming Cowboys are squaring off next week for the first border war between them, with neither of them being in the same conference anymore. How is that viewed amongst the people? We'll talk to Cody about it coming up next and also get the hot, nasty speed alert from 7220sports.com, Cody Tucker. But first, let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
In Colorado, local matters. It matters who you trust, who knows your name, and who's rooted right here in our state. I'm Sean Ostoff, president of Bank of Colorado, and we're staying grounded in the same values we've built on for generations. At Bank of Colorado, we stay true to what matters most: local decisions, real relationships, and communities we call home. If you're ready for a bank built for Colorado and committed to it, choose Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
It's Andrew Bogish from CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Minutes after the hour. Welcome back into The Whole Show, powered by Mosquito Joe of Northern Colorado. Talking some Wyoming Cowboys football with the one and only Cody Tucker from 7220sports.com. Cody, my man, we're getting dangerously close. It's officially game week for some teams, not Wyoming yet, but we're getting there.
Yeah, isn't it wild, man? This fall's really blown by quick, and 11 days out, man. It's really hard to believe that it's come so quick, but ready, more than ready to get down to Fort Collins, and you'll never hear me say that.
I've seen you in Fort Collins outside of football once. I think you came and hung out with us at one of our remotes. It was cool. Cody, my man, you know I do this Pixar on Friday. Everybody knows that thing. So next week, going to be making a crucial pick when it comes down to the Border War 2026 version. Tell me why Wyoming's going to win this game.
Well, they got their number, right?
I mean, it sure seems like they do. I mean, last year it was, and I picked that correctly. I don't remember what the spread was in that game, but let's just say we hit it. What is it, 28-0 Wyoming?
Yeah, 28-0, yep.
So what I'm excited to see with Wyoming, I know I just pencil it in that the defense is going to be amazing, but you've talked about him a lot now, and that's Tyler Hughes at quarterback.
Yeah, you know, if I'm going to make a pitch for why they're going to win, I think they're going to go with what they always do, which is play great defense. And now to have that element under center that they haven't had in so long, this kid can run, he can throw, he's the absolute dual threat guy. So I think he's a real X factor. And, you know, we were only able to watch three practices. Jay Sobel shut it down to the media mainly because CSU's first on the docket and he doesn't want the spies, so to speak, heading up to Laramie to watch him practice. But Eric Richardson is a guy I keep hearing about over and over again, speedy wide receiver. He was with the team last year, but apparently he's made leaps and bounds this year. So they feel really good about him. They feel really good about their tight end unit. But if I could throw you a wild card here, CSU has, 38 transfers, I want to say.
Yeah.
They have an entire new staff. It's pretty hard to teach the hatred that takes place in this rivalry in a matter of an off season to a bunch of dudes who've never even heard of Wyoming before in their lives. And Wyoming has that chip. They will always have that chip when it comes to CSU. And now the fact they're in the Pac-12 and all that, you know, new coach, shiny new things, you know, Wyoming, that hatred's ingrained and it's hard to teach that. And I think that's been a big part of this rivalry for the last 15 years or so. It's just Wyoming dislikes them more. And you can see it on the field, in my opinion.
Cody, I was getting into this argument last week with a mutual friend of ours, Go Pokes, and I said I wasn't saying that Wyoming thinks CSU is better than them. I said Wyoming fans might think that CSU thinks that they are better than them by going to the Pac-12. Oh, we're moving on to this fancy conference, and they're going to use that as fuel. Go Pokes completely shut that down. He said nobody's thinking that way, and I would be if I were in Wyoming. I'd be, oh, you think you're all great because you're going to the Pac-12 and it's all fancy there with Oregon State and Washington State. We're about to show you what we're all about.
Well, I think that Wyoming people have thought that about Fort Collins anyway.
Right.
They think they're better. It's I don't think the Pac-12 is maybe just a little added feather. Other than that, I mean, nothing's changed. Nothing's changed. And, you know, I always like to tell people there's definitely a border there. And I believe I've made this comparison on your show before. Some of us wear Carhartts and chew Copenhagen and drink whiskey. And some of us have oranges on the side of our beer and wear a North Face jacket. And that's the difference.
Well, to be fair, Cody, I do order that kind of beer, but I take the orange slice out of it. I don't really enjoy the fruit in the beer thing. So that kind of gives me a little Wyoming feel, I think,
there
right?
You go. Yeah, you have to ride the fence, right?
Do they even have a craft brewery place in Wyoming? Like, I mean, do they do craft beer there, or is it like nobody goes there, so they don't stay open long?
We got a couple places in town, but I don't go to those. I don't visit those establishments, so I don't know. I do know one dude who has one in downtown Cheyenne, but he has Coors on tap still, so he knows. He knows. He's catering.
He knows what to do. yeah, this battle is going to be interesting. And this is why it's so difficult to try to pick it, because CSU, I just don't know. I don't think nationally a lot of people are high on CSU
at all and what they're going to do in this Pac-12 because it's so new. It's so unknown. I think there are people that look at this and say if someone can turn around, I suppose it's Jim Mora, they're just not sure that it's going to happen this season. And this would be the opportunity for Wyoming to take advantage of that.
Yeah, you know, and I'll be honest with you, Brady, I haven't dove into Colorado State that much yet, but I did look at UConn's, you know, stats last year. When you have a quarterback who throws for, what, 3,800 yards and only throws one interception compared to 28 touchdowns, and you have a running back who runs for 1,200 yards, and you have a wide receiver who finishes as a Blitnikoff runner-up with 1,200 yards, I mean, you're going to win nine games. And does CSU have that in the barn right now? I mean, one would have to say probably not. Those are pretty special campaigns those guys put together. But Jim Moore is a hell of a coach, no doubt about it. But, I mean, people are just as low. Whoever that RJ Young guy is, I don't even know who that is, but saying that Wyoming is just ahead of UMass at 137th overall in the country, that's just not intelligent. It's just not. And I know not a lot of people are high on the Cowboys either, but I think, like we talk about on your show often, especially in the off season, you just don't know. And if people act like they know, they don't. They're just talking to talk. You just don't know.
What do you make of the quarterback competition going on in Fort Collins? I'm sure you've glanced at it. Jim Mora not willing to announce who that's going to be. Is it going to be Haas Haney? Is it going to be Kason Farrar? Our guy, our mutual friend Kevin Lytle, believes it's going to be Haas Haney based on just a gut feel, and that's kind of what we thought from the get-go. But it does seem like, because Farrar was in this system with Jim Mora last year, so he's got that edge to him. But Haas Haney, a transfer from Oklahoma State, that you don't go get a guy like that for no reason. They're both young, though. What do you make of the competition and what you've heard about it so far?
Well, it's either a case of Jim Mora and his staff are holding their cards really close to the vest and they already know, which there's a really good chance they probably already know, only being 11 days out. Or it could mean, hey, you know, the old saying, if you have two, you don't have one. And Wyoming has been in that position a number of times. And, you know, earlier this year I asked Jay Sauvel, like, hey, this isn't really a quarterback competition, right? I mean, you guys went out and paid money to get Tyler Hughes. You got him out of the portal. He has experience. His offensive coordinator's now his old offensive coordinator's now your new offensive coordinator. I mean, you know, they like to tell you there's a battle. There's not. That was the least surprising news I've maybe ever heard yesterday when he announced that Tyler Hughes was the starting QB.
Yeah, because you had been telling us that for weeks. And when I saw that, I was like, well, that's old news because there's a reason we get Cody Tucker here on the show every single week.
Well, there was just no doubt about it. I mean, same with when Andrew Peasley. I remember Greg Bull put TBA at the top of his list when they played at Illinois, and we all knew it was going to be Andrew Peasley. And then you know, Ryan Thorburn, God bless him, he wrote in his column that week that TBA should have started instead of Andrew Peasley because it was such a bad outing at Illinois. But, you know, Jim Moran, they probably know. They probably know. They're probably just not saying right now. And you know, obviously, give Wyoming, talk to Jay Sauvel about it yesterday. How do you prepare for a team with 40 new faces and an entire new coaching staff? And it's one of those deals. He told me the same thing before they went to Arizona State because they were in the same boat. He just said, you got to worry about your eyes, your fundamentals, shucking blocks, making tackles. You got to do all that stuff till you figure out how the other team's going to use their personnel. And obviously that did not go well in Tempe for the Cowboys, and that Arizona State team ended up in the college football playoff. But, you know, it's going to be kind of a feeling out process early because Colorado State's not going to have a clue, for the most part, what Wyoming's offense is going to look like, because we've heard it 100 times this offseason, drastically different. They took a blowtorch to that offense last year that only averaged 16 points a game, and it is going to be drastically different and drastically better if you ask them.
Yeah, and that's the thing we've been waiting on, you know, for years now is with Jay Sauvel is can you get that offense just slightly better? Because there were so many games where it was close, but then time after time, possession after possession, the offense just couldn't do anything. And then ultimately, and this is just natural in football, that defense is going to give in at some point, and that's typically what we saw on a weekly basis with the Cowboys.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about it, I believe, last week. It's really hard to believe the Cowboys pitched two shutouts last year in the modern era of college football and finished 4-8. They had the number two overall red zone defense in the country behind only Ohio State. You know, they're in the top 45 in total overall defense. But you have to go to page 3 of the FBS website to find any of their offensive statistics. It was so bad. And the 16 points a game they scored last year that was inflated thanks to a couple of pick sixes and a kick return for a touchdown. I mean, they didn't average 16 points a game. It was that bad.
Cody Tucker joining us, 7220sports.com, talking all things Wyoming Cowboys. Okay, so you mentioned Eric Richardson at wide receiver. Is yep. that one you're kind of circling on the offensive side of the ball, outside of course, the quarterback position, where you're looking at that guy to say, okay, this is going to be the main difference maker on offense at the end of the day?
Yeah, well, yeah, aside from Samuel Toad Harris in the backfield.
Sure, yeah.
Most recently added to the Doak Walker watch list. The kid's a freak, man. He's put on 30-plus pounds of muscle since he's gotten here. He's faster than ever. He's the fastest guy on the roster. He's just – he's one of those guys, Brady, that everybody was courting the guy in high school until he blew his knee out, and Wyoming was the only one to stick with him. So the talent's there, you know, and you hear that story a lot on Wyoming's roster. Like, hey, all these huge schools were on the kid. He tore his knee. Wyoming stuck with him. So, you know, I think Wyoming's kind of reaping the benefits of their loyalty to these guys, for one. And for two, these P5 schools just aren't, or P4 schools are just not going the high school route very much anymore. And that's really benefiting the Wyomings of the world. So, Toad Harris, if he's the top running back in the Mountain West this year, I wouldn't fall out of my bar stool. We'll put it that way. And, you know, they've got a couple of tight ends, impact tight ends, and Kyle Friend and Jake Wilson, that if those guys can stay healthy, they're arguably just as big and maybe more athletic than John Michael Gillenborg, who obviously had the injury bug his entire career at Wyoming. But if those guys can stay healthy, I mean, who knows?
On the defensive side of the ball, we've discussed this. We think the defense is obviously going to pick up right where they left off. But yep. who are those guys you're kind of circling in, you know, with that unit?
Well, Jones Thomas returns, a Fort Collins native. You know, grandfather's a legend at Colorado State. Father played at Colorado State. We've always heard about his freakish athleticism, and last year he kind of showed it off, and now he's in the total comfort zone. So he'll be roaming around there at the free safety spot. And another guy, another couple of guys to keep an eye on. Wyoming got kind of hurt. They got hurt pretty bad in the transfer portal as far as cornerbacks go, losing Marquis Grant to Utah State and Tyrese Boss to Arizona. But Kendall Griffin, a kid, a freshman, and Thurman Boogie Williams, another freshman, could very well be starters on the outside in Fort Collins in 11 days. And Jay Sauvell's plenty happy about that. He is totally content with it. They have a ton of talent. They just lack experience. So, you know, sometimes you just got to throw some guys in the fire and say, let's do it. So I'm looking forward to those guys. Those are really the position battles that are really hot right now, are at the cornerback spots on the defense. Other than that, that whole unit's pretty much sewn up.
Cody, always appreciate it, man. I know we'll catch up next week when we're officially in Border War Week, so we'll look forward to that conversation. But appreciate your work as always, my friend.
Sounds good, Brady. Thank you for having me.
All right, 7220sports.com. That's Cody Tucker getting some shade here from CSU people. I think Cody confuses Fort Collins with Boulder. Geography is hard. Fort Collins does do he's talking about the brewery scene. And I don't complain about it because I like the brewery scene. Cody gives me crap about it, but, you know, I like the craft brews.
They're very similar in some ways, Boulder
but
and
very
Fort
different
Collins. But
in
Fort
some
Collins
ways.
Is less pretentious.
I don't think Fort Collins is really pretentious. I think from what I've experienced, and I'm a Fort Collinsinsinsinsin. Is that how you say it? Fort Collinsinsin?
I'm a Greeleyite.
Well, I'm kind of a hybrid, I suppose, but I've never been a Boulderite. Never been that. And I'll say Boulder's beautiful.
It's very beautiful, but the people are annoying.
You start talking around there, and it's different. It's hard to believe, like, the voice of the Buffs, who will be on with us later, Mark Johnson, he's not a Boulder guy. He doesn't live there. But he's the voice of the Buffs. He's like the cowboyest cowboy there is.
Pretty cowboy.
Did you say he's a pretty cowboy? I'm going to tell him you said that.
Not pretty as an attractive.
You already said it.
Very.
You already said it.
He's very cowboy.
Very pretty cowboy. According to Michael Kirkpatrick.
If you think so, good for you.
11:50 the time, you heard it here. Mark Johnson is a very pretty cowboy. We'll be right back.
Y'all ready for this?
It's here.
The
Broncos are on Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Cato June, all-pro linebacker, Super Bowl champion. You're listening to 1310 KFKA.
think we're gelling right now, Mike. You think we're gelling right now?
Wait a couple seconds.
What's happening? What? That's terrible. That ruined the entire song.
This is the German Aaliyah song.
That opening was
that
so good. You've played it before.
I haven't played
that
part. They're a parody
terrible.
Band, by the way, so they do all kinds of weird
you
stuff.
You just ruined that open for me. That was such a good open, and then bam. That was weird. Great stuff from Cody Tucker. Okay, so he's saying it's a good thing that they're throwing potentially two freshman corners out there, Kendall Griffin and Thurman Williams. Is that a good thing, Mike, or does that tell you that the cornerback room is a little weaker than Jay Sauvell would want it to be right now? Is that something the Rams could exploit next weekend? This is where we're gathering research. It's all about research for Pixar on Friday. Everybody knows that. That's literally what this show is all about.
All about Friday.
It's all about Friday. It's all
everybody
build
knows
up
that.
To Friday. We're building up our case. And so my record will be perfect this year. And it starts this Friday. We're going to go 1-0. Guaranteed victory Friday. Wherever I pick.
Everybody knows that.
11:57 the time. Top stories of the day coming up next. You got to keep it here on The Whole Show, powered by Mosquito Joe, on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.